and get good tips out of it.
Well, I think it's to serve two purposes. One, you know, if somebody comes up with a good slogan or a good way to position a radio station, usually that good idea spreads like wildfire, to stations across the country.
Uh-huh.
Nobody has a corner on a great positioner. So I think radio guys will look at to see how other stations within their format are positioning their radio station.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm seeing a lot. World-class rock.
Which is a big moniker for my format, which is AAA radio.
So do you believe that is what a station should go with, world-class rock?
What about true rock?
What about quality rock?
Well, quality rock, true variety, world-class rock, all those are probably some of the strongest positioners for the format, yes. Yeah.
How about the rock?
The rock? Well, you know, there's all different kinds of rock, as you know, out there, but
AAA
is basically targeting for an adult audience, and I think what they're trying to do is point out the fact that they're playing the tastier rock, not only by
tastier
new artists,
rock.
But rock that's compatible with the artists that were very popular back in the 70s and 80s.
Now, what type of feedback have you gotten from radio guys on these columns?
I've gotten pretty good feedback, because the other side of the coin is there's a lot of record labels that bother me all the time to see if I have a list of IDs for radio stations, because you know, a band may be from another part of the world, and maybe they're going to be in their home office for a day or two,
but they
want to try to do as many things with that artist as they can while they're in the country.
John, buddy, my friend, do you really think that the guys that run radio stations, I mean, here's what I wanted to ask. You seem like a very intelligent guy, and thank you for coming on the air with us.
No problem.
Did you, were you on vacation this week or something? Did you? Have you gone through a crisis or something? I don't mean to pry.
You wouldn't be insinuating that he phoned this one in, would you?
I mean, this is really, all you've got is like 45 different stations, and they're all saying the same thing. It's either the best rock or quality rock or, yeah, I mean, like, really, a monkey could get in a room and pick these out. Can you cut an ID for us?
Well, this is what the radio stations would like artists to say, so they can play them back on the air. This is
John?
Jackson Brown, and you're listening to
John. Understand, we're not shooting the messenger here. We know it's your job to help these radio guys, but really, do you think you're helping them by printing, for instance, quality music and true variety, world class rock, the World Cafe, Chicago's finest rock? The river, true music diversity.
Well, what's your station's positioner?
What is our positioner?
We suck.
we are the worst.
No, we don't. We don't care about our station. We just care about radio, and we're wondering if you.
What is the? I don't even know what it is now.
We don't really have one.
Our home station? It used to be Washington Superstation.
We don't have a station.
Is that still what it is?
No, I don't think we use that.
Is this
anymore.
It?
The station with less BS.
How do you like that?
You got to remember that a lot of the times you're trying to position yourself as to what the other stations in your market are doing as well.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought, John, and obviously we don't do music radio, so I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but have you ever thought, rather than write a column about how to get Eric Clapton to say he listens to your radio station, have you ever thought about just one week just getting a big blank page and writing, how come you guys all play the same 16 records just in a different order every day?
Well, you know, I think that is a valid argument for much of music radio out there today, but my format, the AAA format, happens to be a format that reaches out and plays more artists than most other contemporary radio formats, and they're largely responsible for breaking a lot of the new artists today on the singer-songwriter adult kind of level.
What is the AAA? Explain the AAA.
The term stands for Adult Album Alternative.
If you
there
get a
are
flat
stations both on the commercial and the non-commercial side.
On the side of the road, if you get a flat tire, you call them up, and they come out and they change it. It's great. Would you cut an ID for us?
If you tell me what your positioner is, I'd be glad to do it.
All right, what is that? Well, you should play the examples of the other ones, the other celebrities that have said.
Mike, I'm thinking that we're doing it all wrong. I'd like you to. I'm going to steal this one from Ann Arbor. If you would say, "Hi, this is John Schoenberger. on Ann Arbor's 101.7, The Don and Mike Show.
Now, I'm not getting anything out of that.
Always playing a quality mix of then and now.
Oh, now there you go. Now, see, there it is.
That's
now
a good one.
So and you two guys probably represent the then, right?
Ah, there we go.
There you go.
There's the dig that you got on us there. What do you, John, I'm going to ask you a legitimate question. What do you think the state of radio is right now? Our contention is that, radio people, programmers, it's just the same ideas that recycle again and again. I mean, there's just not an original...
Are you caught up in the excitement of Jack FM?
Jack FM, classic example. The Lemmings, everybody doing the same thing.
Yeah, well, Jack is certainly the popular fix-all format at the moment, and I think in the markets where the programmers really sit down and think it out and take the premise of that format and really research their specific market, I think it can be successful for them. But
if
what will happen
that,
is a lot of people will just see what one or two of the successful stations are doing and will try to mimic it in those markets, and then it probably won't work.
Here we go. That's what happens.
Here's what you say. You say, hi, this is rock journalist John Schoenberger. You're listening to the World Cafe on the Don and Mike Show.
Is that one of the ones that's in there?
The World Cafe.
I think we could rename our show.
Well, the World Cafe happens to be syndicated out to about 225 stations around the country.
Okay,
they're doing something right.
How about this? Hi, this is rock journalist John Schoenberger. You're listening to Don and Mike, quality rock.
Or how about quality talk?
No, no.
Quality talk. Or, John, you know, since you know we've had this wonderful interview with you, you could maybe make one up for us. and make it represent your true feeling.
But this is the problem with radio, that you can't make it up now. You got to get your magazine that's got the slogans that the 40 other stations do.
It does not promote original thinking.
Well, the columns, as I said, were not necessarily for radio. It was more for the record side of radio records. It was something to give the record labels that their artists could cut while they had them in the studio.
How about this? If you could just work the word bleach in. When you talk about our show,
bleach. That's right. We're throwing this at you right on your feet right now. Just give us one for our show, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, I'm reading. What is this? Rock without rules.
I don't like that.
You don't like that one, Mike?
No, that's been around for too long.
Rock without. How about talk without rules?
Talk without rules. That even that's a little bit. I like just something with the word bleach in it.
How about quality bleach? Hi, this is rock.
How about true bleach? The world's bleach.
Okay. Hi, this is rock journalist John Schoenberger.
But let him do it on his own. Let him make it up.
Hi, this is rock journalist John Schoenberger, and you're listening to the Don and Mike Show, Unmixed Bleach.
John, for that, we thank you.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Thank you for taking our call, really.
You're a good sport, John. Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks very much. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Keep on rocking.
Bye-bye. Rocking in the free world.
He took it. Give him credit. Yep, he took it.
He did.
That... There is not an original.
No.
Those slogans, some of those slogans have been around for 25 years.
And you dig why this gave me the red ass, right?
Sure.
I'm reading this like, this is what radio guys have to go by for as their Bible? That you're looking at this and going, oh, God.
Well, but that is a classic example why you do get the Jack FM and you see it in, 70 markets in 3 days. It's the way, what are some of the other ones on there?
Hold on. This is something that just always sounds like crap to me. Hi, this is Name, and you're listening to Central Ohio's Rock. You know what that to me just sounds like crap. Central Ohio.
Vague at best. Because you were trained, like I was trained by some of these people, you always want to make it bigger and better.
Right.
And if you regionalize it like that, you know.
Okay, my Conway, New Hampshire. Hi, this is Name. You're listening to 93.5, Music Without Boundaries.
Bingo. You can't get any bigger than that. Hey, how about this? How about this? Hi, this is Neil Diamond. You are listening to The Rock of the Universe.
Wow.
Hey, might as well make it bigger. Or Galaxy.
I like Galaxy.
Hold on. We might have to call this station. I found this station in North Carolina.
Yeah?
What's it called?
Here are the call letters. Okay? It says, hi, this is Name. You're listening to 106.7, The Penguin.
Hey, all right.
Now
I'm listening.
Who calls the radio station?
The Penguin.
Penguin.
Do we have our penguin tape?
Yeah, we're looking for it. Oh, there's another one, too. Hi, this is Name. You found the penguin, the radio you've been waiting for.
You found a second penguin?
There's two, but no, same station.
Oh, same station.
Just two liners
all right,
from them.
All right, just can't imagine more than one.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm on with the directory assistant.
Okay, good.
Just ask for the penguin. You're listening to the penguin.
Hi. This is that guy from Coldplay that's married to...
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. You're listening to World Class Rock. I'm the penguin.
I'd like to know the research that went into that.
Yeah.
Well, they're safe. They don't fly.
But I'm still like, it's a Batman thing. It was like, what was it down to? The Joker? The Catwoman? The Riddler? No. The penguin.
I like the Joker.
Joker.
Hi, Joker.
Joker FM.
The bookworm. Egghead.
You're listening to Mr. Freeze.
Thanks for listening to the Mad Hatter.
You're listening.
It's in Wilmington, North Carolina.
You're listening to Robin.
Are you getting anything through?
No answer yet.
No answer? You called the business line?
Yeah.
And of course, much like Larry King, when we get through, we talk to anybody at the station. We just say, why? Why the penguin?
Maybe they closed at 5.
Did they? Have they even answered with a voicemail?
Yeah, sorry, I can't be here.
There you go.
I can't come to the phone right now. Sorry.
What a
stupid name for a radio station.
Marcus Meredith. An odd choice.
Okay, you got it.
Don't get them rocked.
No, they're not answering.
There you go.
Not even answering the phone.
We can't come to the phone right now, Rock. That's the only Burgess Meredith I know.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
You're fighting tomato cans.
Hello.
Hey, this is Name, and you're listening to the best white A bleaching in the D.C. area.
The what?
The best, I think he said A bleaching. He was trying not to say the word. Thank you, though, my friend. Thank
no
you.
Answer.
Meanwhile, atop the Umbrella Factory, we find the sinister secret headquarters of the rascally penguin and his fine feathered finks.
You know that's probably got to be all... I would think that would be all over that radio station.
But wouldn't that... I mean, that would appeal to... Let me think. Who would that appeal to? To me? Because I like Batman.
Eskimo.
But it's in Wilmington.
Exactly.
Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah, any luck, Robbie? No.
Okay, so screw it. We'll come back to it tomorrow.
They're number one among people wearing tuxedos. The penguin.